I'm Meg Van Lohuizen with your news briefing. There's increasing support for a Queensland-New Zealand travel bubble. Kiwi PM Jacinta Ardern hinting her preference is to open travel to the Sunshine State first. And while initially Canberra seemed opposed to the idea, Federal Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham is now backing it, encouraging Queensland to open up to NZ. And Sir David Attenborough has delivered a blunt message to world leaders, urging them to do more to address climate change, saying we're heading for disaster. Speaking to 7:30, he says we're fast reaching a tipping point of no return.
Humanity, by and large, has taken what it wants from the natural world and built its own surroundings, which we attempted to think is our world. And now we're realising that it isn't our world, actually. We don't control as much as we think we do, and we are heading for disaster.
Meanwhile, Aussie scientists have helped make a massive discovery out of this world, water on Mars. A series of salty lakes covered in thick ice under the Martian South Pole were found using the same technology used to locate lakes under Antarctica. And Cardinal George Pell will return to Rome for the first time since he was acquitted of child sex abuse. The High Court quashed his convictions 5 months ago after he was jailed in 2018. The 79-year-old Cardinal will leave Sydney today. On the coast, COVID forcing the cancellation of the popular Malulabar Yacht Club Christmas Boat Parade. Each year, roughly 30,000 people from across the coast come together across four public viewing areas. Organisers concerned they don't have enough resources to ensure a COVID-safe crowd. Meanwhile, COVID-19 isn't deterring people from buying properties on the Sunshine Coast. Data from Riskwise Property Research shows roughly 5,000 building approvals are in the pipeline across the region. And a new men's shed is set for the Sunshine Coast, with construction set to begin in Mooloolah Valley today.